Well, Canadian police have not been able to verify a reported sighting of two teens who were wanted for the murder of Australian man Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend China Deese. The search is now in its seventh day. Heavily armed officers were sent to the remote community of York Landing in northern Manitoba province after members of a community patrol group reported spotting 19-year-old Cam McLeod and 18-year-old Briar Shemigelski in the town of York Landing. James Favell works for the Bear Clan Patrol Group and says the teen suspects were thought to have been seen scavenging for food in a garbage dump.
Yes, they did notice that they had been spotted by our guys, and so they bolted right away. They went across the road towards the lagoon and then disappeared into tree line. The village went into lockdown completely, and now they have a lot of resources on the ground there. Helicopters in the sky, they've got a drone, at least one, and they've got dogs, so they're out there looking.
James Favell from the Bear Clan Patrol in northern Manitoba. Laura McQuillan is a freelance journalist working for CBC in Canada, and she joins me on the line now. Welcome, Laura.
Good to be here.
Now, Canadian police did think this was a credible tip-off and accordingly sent heavily armed officers and dogs and military planes to York Landing. What is the latest? They seem to be downplaying it a little bit now.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of excitement about 24 hours ago when they got this tip, and the word was, you know, perhaps these two fugitives have made it some 3.5 hours away to this spot, York Landing, some ways away from that barrier they've been searching really intensely for days now. So they've been doing another search overnight throughout the day today, but simply coming out this afternoon and saying, well, we can't actually stack up this tip. We don't know for sure if it was them, these two suspects that were believed to have been sighted. And so they're still continuing their search in York Landing, but also in Gillam, that area that they've been searching for days with no success.
Now, how far from York Landing is Gillam, just so that we get the geography a bit?
Yeah, so it's some 100 kilometres. It takes about 3.5 hours, but to get there, you have to take a mix of either a car and a ferry. You could take a train, potentially. You could fly, but it's pretty remote. And the area that we're talking about, you know, it's treacherous terrain. If they were walking there, like, that would take a long time. And people are saying it would be miraculous for them to even be able to do it because of the swampland that's in between. It's an incredible distance. It's an incredibly challenging area up there. But police did say a few days ago, you know, they may have had inadvertent help to get out of Gillam. Perhaps someone picking them up as hitchhikers. Because at that point in time, when they were even in Gillam, Manitoba, if it was then there, the search was focused in British Columbia on the other side of the country still. So police have, you know, been playing catch-up for days trying to track them down. They're still struggling with it.
Yes, I mean, I actually went to the map to look at it so that I could get a better grasp. And we really are talking big distances, which Australians, of course, understand. But it must be very difficult policing too.
Yeah, absolutely. And to even get in there, you know, the police dispatched some crews pretty quickly yesterday, brought in more people today. But, you know, you helicopter in and out to get there quickly. It's so far away, and it's such a small place as well. You know, we're talking a population of 400 living there on First Nation reserves, but an incredible expanse of land around them, you know, like there's not a lot around. So really remote. Really difficult for police who don't have a lot of officers in that kind of area. They've had to bring them in from, you know, big cities elsewhere in the country, even Ontario, the province I'm speaking to from. They're taking police from there because there's just not enough boots on the ground, as it would be.
So is it reasonable then, by the sound of you, that these two young men could have made this journey themselves? Like, even if they were helped inadvertently out of Gillam, they'd have to be very deft themselves, which, of course, the father of one of them says they are. But by the sound of you, they you know, have to be sort of almost Bear Grylls type people.
Yeah, absolutely. And to have, you know, survived in the bush for this long, it's been days and days. We don't know what kind of supplies they had on them. There was some talk that when they drove into Gillam, Manitoba, they had camping gear with them. We know that they, at least at one point, are believed to have had a firearm. But what else they may have had on them? Absolutely unclear, and they'd certainly be roughing it out there. You know, something that keeps coming up over and over again is how many bugs there are in this area, how unpleasant it would be, because it's so unpleasant for the police who are out looking for them as well.
And look, tell us a bit about this Bear Clan patrol group. They're allegedly spotted by members of this group. Australians certainly wouldn't be familiar with them. Who are they?
Yeah, so the Bear Clan Patrol, very little known until, you know, kind of this incident where they're getting a lot of attention. It's an Indigenous-led group It's a neighbourhood watch kind of group. They sort of police crime as a community watch type endeavour in the city of Winnipeg, which is the biggest city in Manitoba. But they've essentially been requested to come into these small towns, Gillam, now York Landing as well, to kind of help the Indigenous communities that live there, that mostly populate these areas, to reassure them because, you know, they've been told, lock your doors, lock your windows, don't leave your house because there are two dangerous suspects on the loose. So they're patrolling the streets and checking on people's well-being. That's been kind of their role. And, of course, now we're hearing that it was a member of the Bear Clan Patrol who made this apparent sighting in York Landing. So very helpful indeed in that regard.
Well, thank you very much indeed for bringing us that news. It's a terrible line we have with you and certainly just a sort of part of Canada that I don't suppose a lot of us knew about. Thank you for your time today, Laura.
Happy to do it.
Laura McQuillan, a freelance reporter working for CBC in Canada.